Travel in Arkansas with Kim Williams. I'm Mark Smith. Each week we look at upcoming events around the state. Kim Williams is a travel writer with the Arkansas Department of Parks and Tourism. Hey, Kim.
Hey, Mark. Hope you and everyone listening is having a great day. We're going to take a look at some fun and exciting things going on the weekend of November 23rd. Well, believe it or not, the holidays are here. And this week we're taking a look at some great ways to kick off the holiday season for you and your family or friends. In Stuttgart, it's the 83rd Annual World Championship Duck Calling Contest and Wings Over the Prairie Festival. It's being held November 23rd and 24th. This year's festival includes, of course, the world-famous duck calling contest for a variety of age brackets. There's the World Championship Duck Gumbo Cook-Off, Arts and Crafts, a Carnival Midway, exhibits, the great 5K, 10K duck race, and much, much more. And it is always a great time in Stuttgart during the event. If you've never been, I highly recommend it. And if you want to see a real party, head to the World Championship Duck Gumbo Cook-Off. Now, if you're not ready to battle the shopping crowds on Black Friday, our Arkansas State Parks are giving you a different choice this year. November 23rd is Green Friday, an alternative to the shopping crowds, by choosing to opt outside and get outdoors. Thanksgiving is an American holiday in which we all find common ground. We want to spend quality time with family and friends and reflect on our gratitude. Arkansas's 52 state parks are perfect places for doing just that during the long holiday weekend. A great place to go is Davidsonville Historic State Park in Pocahontas, where you can do a hike or other outdoor activities and opt outside. Now through December 31st, it's Lights of the Delta in Blytheville every evening. Now again, that's through December 31st. Lights of the Delta is the largest Christmas lighting display in the Mid-South region. It features over 6 million lights, more than 48 major motion displays, and numerous complimentary pieces. Lights of the Delta sets on a 40-acre tract of the former Eaker Air Force Base with a lake, trees, and paved roads to handle the approximately 1.5-mile family-oriented holiday experience. Whether you want to visit with Santa, enjoy some of the various types of entertainment, there's also a live nativity on selected nights, or if you just want to see lights in the car or on a hayride, there is something for everyone. Now, another sign of the holiday season is the wonderful caroling at the caverns at Blanchard Springs Caverns in Mountain View. You can marvel at the beauty of astonishing formations coupled with the sounds of carols resounding through the caverns as musicians perform your favorite old-time Christmas songs. Now, the event begins on November 23rd and is held every weekend evening and special dates through December 16th. Believe me, if you're going to be anywhere near Mountain View, this is something that you want to do, and you'll want to get tickets in advance. So you can check that out on our website. And finally, Pettit Jean State Park near Morrilton hosts the 21st annual Pettit Jean Mountain Rendezvous on December 23rd through the 25th. You can experience a primitive camp as well as some of the survival skills used by Arkansas pioneers. Watch a variety of demonstrations, including muzzle-loading rifles, tomahawk throwing, and more. This is co-presented by the Early Arkansas Reenactors Association. And if you want more information, you can contact Pettit Jean State Park for more details. Now, to find out more about these events and all of the great things going on in Arkansas, all you have to do is log on to www.arkansas.com and click on the events tab.
All right. Thanks, Kim.
Thanks, Mark. Everybody have an awesome day.
Kim Williams is a travel writer with the Arkansas Department of Parks and Tourism. She joins us each week to let us know about upcoming events around the natural state. You can hear Travel in Arkansas on demand and sign up for our podcast of this feature at kasu.org. For KASU, I'm Mark Smith.